This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Nishma Zata Bas Yosef, Rebellious Bubby, Shem should have an aliyah. Sponsored by the Fisher family, the Nishma Bas Bas Rabbit Shalom Ben Avram Levi, Perel Bas Ruvain, also the Nishma David Ben Chaim, Refu Shalem Phil Yo, Moshe Ben Chai Sor, Yakim Ben Bas Yaleh, for the exclusive of Avram and Yom Ben Nishma Mark Yudis and family, by Yo Klugman and family, also Refu Shalem for Chai Sor, Bas Shashabina, Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shibaleh, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chai Sor, in the Bas Chai Sor, they should have Refu Shalem, B'Sei Shechel Yisrael. First of all, I want to thank everybody who came to my son Simcha's yeshiva dinner. It was really, really, really wonderful. And if anybody wants to give to the matching funds, so there is a cause match address that I'll leave over here if anybody wants to give to it. Whatever you give is doubled for the yeshiva. Okay, these are not simple Mishnayos at all. Tanur Yoshen B'Seicha Chodesh. Here we have an old oven, which is a keli, because it's used, inside a new oven. The new oven is not baked in a kiln, it's not a keli. Usrida Al Pi Yoshen, and there's an earthenware tray on top of the old oven, and it's not summit puzzle, it's not tightly fastened. For the new oven, it doesn't have to be tightly fastened, because the new oven is not a keli. So if it's on top of the new oven, that's like an oil, and it'll be chaytzis b'fnei atumah. So, nita layoshin, if the old oven would be taken away, usrida noifelas, and the srida is not as big to be caught on the lip of the new oven, so it would fall down, so then it's not considered a cover of the new oven, then I call tummy, and everything is tummy. Vimlav, but if it would be caught by the lip of the new oven, and the new oven is not a keli, so then it would be considered like an oil, so then I call tummy, everything is tar. Now, in the reverse, here, Chodesh B'Seicha Yoshen. The new oven is inside the old oven. And remember, again, the new oven wasn't baked in the kiln. It's not a keli. Usrida Al Pi Yoshen. And the srida is on the mouth of the old oven. But it's not some puzzle. It's not fastened tightly. But, Im Ein Bein Chodesh La Srida, if there isn't between the new oven and the old oven, a Pesach Tefach, an amount of a Tefach, then it's considered as if it's on top of the new oven. And when it's on top of the new oven, it's an oil, which is chaitzitz. Then kol shebechadish tar. Whatever is inside the new oven is tar. Lefasin zu b'seich zu. Here you have earthenware kelim, one inside the other. In other words, the outer one is the widest. And inside it is a second earthenware keli, and inside is a third earthenware keli. Lefas and zu b'seich zu, earthenware keli, one inside the other. The sifsei say and shavais, and the rims are all the same level. So no rim is higher than the other. Now, I don't know why it uses the term elyoina and tachtaina, and not chitzainiyos and pnimiyos. It would have been a lot easier if we would have used the lashon of pnimiyos and chitzainiyos. I don't know why. I don't know why the mission doesn't say that. So hasheretz, the sheretz be'elyoina, the Mishnah calls the innermost one, the elyoina, whether the sheretz is in the innermost one, oy batachtaina, or the outermost one, he tameya. Only the one that's in is Tameh, but the Kulan Tairis, the rest are Tar. Why? Because it's contained inside the Keli that it's in, and it can't go, let's say it was in the outermost Keli. So that Keli is Tameh, but that can't be Metameh the other keli, because it's only it would only be able to do it if it could get. Remember, the rims are level, so it can only do it if it could be mekabel tumah from the outside. No, if it's in the outermost keli, so it can't become tummy from the outside, because the outside is not mekabel tumah.
The ones that are on top of it can't become.
Not top. There's no top.
Well, 1, 2, 3.
No, the rims are all equal.
The rims are equal, but the kalim is one inside of the other.
Right, but there's no top. There's only innermost and outermost.
Okay, innermost, same thing.
So if a sheretz is in the outermost one, the ones inside can't become tamei because they can't become mekabel tumah from their outside. Am I saying different from the?
No.
Yeah. And wait. No lid. And if the sheretz is in the inside one, so again, the inside one is tameh, but the other ones are not tameh because it says teichai v'loy teich teichai. So therefore, only the inside one is tameh. Okay, that's the simple case. Hoya b'kaines mashke. If let's say each of the kelim had a hole, now these are kelim that are used both for oichel and for mashke, and only had a hole to allow in liquid. So we said in such case we go to chumra, either it's a keli or it's not a keli. So now we have to go to chumra both ways. So hayabekainis mashke, hasheretz be'el yoina, if the sheretz is in the innermost one, then kulon tameis, they're all tame. Why? Because the innermost one for itself is a keli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah because there's sheretz in its inside. The one next to it, we view it that the one next to it is a keli, but this one, well, even if this one is also a keli, but it goes through the hole, mekaines mashke. Now, if let's say the sheretz was in the outermost one, says the Mishnah, betachtayne, if the sheretz is in the outermost one, he tameya, it's tameya, but the kulan tahirus, the rest of them are tahir, because if it has a din of a keli, the middle ones, then it's not mekabel tumah, because it's teicha v'lo teich teicha. If it's not a keli, so then it's not mekabel tumah because it's not a keli. So either way, it's not mekabel tumah. Hasheretz be'el yayna, if the sheretz is in the innermost keli, v'atachtoina oidefes, and the outermost keli, the rim is higher. Oh. So now the innermost one is sitting within the interior of the outermost one. So in that case, hiva tachtoina tameya. If the sheretz is in the innermost one, it's tameh. Here there's no hole. So it's tameh because it has a clay sheretz inside it, and the outermost one is tamei because the innermost one is within the airspace of the outermost one, since the outermost one's rim is higher than it. If the sheretz is be'el yoina, if the sheretz is in the innermost one, v'atachtoina oidefes. Now, what about the second, the middle earthenware keli was not tameh, because that would be teich teich. But if it has liquid in it, then that liquid is tameh midrabanan, and it's metameh the keli. Kol sheyesh ba mashke teifeya, if it has liquid enough to moisten something else, then tamei, the liquid becomes tamei, and that liquid is metamei the keli.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.